This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 8th of August 2026. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Hebrides and Fair Isle. The general synopsis at 1800. Atlantic low 996, expected North Faroes 992 by 1800 Saturday. High German Bight 1024, expected Poland 1024 by same time. High Lundy 1023, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra. Southerly, southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, except in south at Sierra. Rain, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6, except in Tyne. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight. Southwesterly, 3 to 5, but variable 2 at times in South German Bight. Fair, good. Humber. South or southwest, backing south or southeast later, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable, often east or southeast, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Biscay. Northeasterly, 3 to 5 at first in north, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Trafalgar. Southwesterly at first in the northwest, otherwise westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast. Fair, good. Fitzroy, Seoul. Cyclonic, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet. Variable becoming south or southeast for a time, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Irish Sea. Southwest, 3 to 5. Rain later, moderate or good. Shannon. South becoming cyclonic, then west or northwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time in Rockall and Hebrides. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey. Southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 6 or 7 in south, but 3 to 5 in north, then westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time in southwest, decreasing 4 at times later in east. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes. South or southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 for a time. Rain, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming mainly northwesterly, 5 to 7 later in north, but 4 or 5 later in south, perhaps increasing gale 8 later in north. Rain, fog patches until later in northeast. Good, occasionally poor, but occasionally very poor until later in northeast. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southwest 5, 7 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south 5, rain 1 mile, 1010, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest 5, 1009, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest 4, recent drizzle, 24 miles, now falling. Aberdeen, southwest 4, 19 miles, 1015, now falling. Lucas, southwest by south 2, 19 miles, 1018, now falling. Boomer, southwest by west 3, 8 miles, 1019, now falling. Bridlington, west by north, 1,021, now falling. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, south southeast 3, 11 miles, 1,022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north northwest 1, 11 miles, 1,022. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest by west 3, 1,021, falling slowly. Jersey, northeast by east 3, 16 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north 3, 1,022. Scilly Automatic, northeast 3, 13 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Milford Haven, south by west 1, more than 38 miles, 1,022, steady. Aberporth, southwest by south 2, more than 38 miles, 1,022, now falling. Valley, south by west 4, 27 miles, 1,022, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by south 3, 9 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Valentia, southeast by south 2, 27 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west-northwest, 1, 14 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. Malin Head, southwest by south, 4, 24 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast, 2, 27 miles, 1,019, now falling. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. High pressure will maintain mainly light winds and fair weather for southern waters. Further north and west, it'll be more changeable with fresher winds at times and showers or rain at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later near Cape Wrath and west of Orkney. Rain and showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 and south. Rain and showers, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 3 to 5. Showers at first, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable becoming southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time at north. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Variable becoming mainly easterly later, 2 to 4, fair, good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less becoming east or southeast, 2 to 4 later, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or southeast, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable becoming east or southeast for a time, 2 to 4, fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. South or southwest, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near Anglesey, mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest, 3 to 5. Fair, rain later, good, occasionally, moderate later. Isle of Man. Southwest, 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4 for a time. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first in the south. Fair at first, then rain and showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 3 to 5, fair at first, then rain and showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first and northwest, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale aid for a time in west and north, rain and showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 for a time, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate or poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. From myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House. If you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet, and peaceful night. Good night. Ihoa.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Charlotte Gallagher. Colombia's new president has been sworn into office. He's friends with President Trump and has promised to hunt down cartels like rats. We'll get reaction from Colombia. Why Donald Trump's attempts to renovate Washington are not going to plan. The Muslim NATO Security Pact that's been signed by three countries. Hear from Hunter Biden, son of Joe Biden, who famously received a presidential pardon just before his father left office.
Was it good for our Constitution? Was it good for the American people? Was it good for my dad's legacy? No, on all counts.
And back at the life of the music legend William Orbit, who's died at the age of 69. All that to come in the next 30 minutes after a news bulletin.
BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Colombia's new right-wing president, Abelardo de la Espriella, has been sworn in as the country's leader. He broke with tradition by taking his oath in the southwestern city of Cali. Here's the BBC's José Carlos Coelho López.
De la Espriella has already promised to increase military spending, has given an ultimatum to drug traffickers and armed groups, which is surrender to the justice system or face a strong military action. He also has pledged to bomb narco camps and narco vessels, which is a strategy that echoes a bit the one of the Trump administration. De la Espriella also said that Colombia will be joining the Shield of Americas, which is this initiative coalition of security and political allies. It is expected that as early as today, Abelardo de la Espriella could be signing his first executive orders, and those are likely to be concerning security issues.
A U.S. federal